Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. There goes Johnson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillard strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Right settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on right. McCoy moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive to center field. Chapman throws towards the plate. Brucker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brucker. Kennedy scores. Krivic moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Wright moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. There goes Appling trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Lillard, who relays the ball to Brucker, who tags Appling, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster takes first base on ball 4. Rubeling moves to second. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Rubeling moves to third. Caster moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic scores. Wright moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Brucker moves to second. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires to second and picks off Brucker for the out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Caster hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. QL reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCoy strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling scores. Rosenthal moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Moses chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards McCoy. McCoy fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on McCoy. Tresh goes all the way around to score. Smith moves all the way to home. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman strikes out. One out. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rubeling hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Caster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. QL hits a line drive towards the mound. Caster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. Appling moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 4 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Rosenthal moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Lillard moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.